First and foremost, identify the radar with the best low-level coverage for the given storms. Keep in mind that this may not always be the closest radar, but usually that is the case. Here is an example of the Fort Worth CWA with its three dedicated radars. Assess the melting layer to determine where you can have higher confidence in your dual-pole QPEs. Your highest confidence is in areas that are below the melting layer, such as the green area of the KFWS radar. Within and above the melting layer, estimates could be affected by mixed or frozen precip classifications. In this case, look at how much of the CWA isn't ideal for the KFWS radar. Depending on the location of the storms, using the surrounding blue and red radars may help you get the best QPEs.